Chapter 9. Nori felt bouncy now that they had the high heels solved. For the rest of the night, she would ignore the flurries and worries in her head and stay upbeat. "Thanks for making me hula hoop," she told Elliot. "Here," he said, pulling a squashed moon cookie out of his pocket. It was wrapped in a napkin. "I snagged some snacks to keep up our strength." He broke it in half and gave Nori the bigger piece. "Awesome," said Nori, shoving it in her mouth. "And now we're sugar-fueled," said Elliot. "Let's win this thing."
"People, catch up,"
Andres called from the hallway ceiling.
"We're on Ghost now. My sister told me the library is haunted, so that's where we're going."
"Haunted?" Pepper asked.
"Supposedly ghosts hang out in the back stacks in the library where it's creepy," Andres said.
"You don't mean real ghosts?" asked Pepper, hanging back a little.
"Real ghosts," said Andres. "Miss Starr said there used to be mermaids, even though there aren't now, remember? So real ghosts are a serious possibility. Besides, Carmen told me how the lights are always flickering on and off in there, and sometimes there are rattling noises."
"That could be anything," said Pepper. "And anyway, I haven't heard rattling noises. Well, not very often."
They pushed through the library doors and headed for the supposedly haunted stacks.
"Hello, ghosts. Are you here?" Elliot whisper called.
Nori felt a delightful shiver. She put her hand on Pepper's arm.
"They're probably friendly ghosts." "Oh, like ghosts of teachers who miss being at school," Elliot said.
"Exactly," said Nori. "Or ghosts of librarians who never want to leave the books."
"I don't want to meet any of those people," Pepper said.
Nori held her breath. She listened for rattling sounds. Nothing. Would any ghosts actually show up? They waited. And waited. Still nothing.
"Did you guys ever visit the Sage Academy library?" Elliot asked after a bit.
Andres said he'd only seen it from the outside. Nori didn't say anything. She had seen that library a million times, but whatever. She didn't want to talk about it.
"I did," said Pepper. "It was so fancy. I found a deluxe supply closet to hide in. I did my homework there."
"They had so many books, thousands and thousands. Some of them were rare and super old, but I saw one of the librarians putting stickers on all the new ones. There were like stacks and stacks of brand new books, just piled up like it was nothing."
"Wow," said Andres. "I don't think we get that many new books here."
"I know we don't," said Elliot. "I asked Mr. Wang for the new Alex Gino book, and he said he'd spent his budget for this year and couldn't order it."
Ugh. Nori hated hearing Elliot sing the praises of Sage Academy when they were here in this cozy, carpeted, maybe ghost-filled library. The same library where they'd done their Bing Day projects and... well, okay, they didn't actually hang out in the library that much, but the point was, it was the Dunwiddle Library, where Elliot's friends were. And that made it the best. Anyway, enough talking about Sage.
"Ghosts, show yourselves!" Nori called.
The pipes above them rattled.
"Did you hear that?" Andres asked, his eyes lighting up.
"Oh, ghost, hello," Nori said. "Please help us with our scavenger hunt."
"Or don't," Pepper said.
"Ghosts, why are you rattling?"
She backed up nervously and bumped into a spinning wire shelf of paperbacks, sending them crashing to the ground. Bam! Nori ran over to her friend.
"You okay?"
Pepper clutched a bookshelf and breathed deeply.
"Yes," she said. "It was just a rack falling. Nothing else. No ghosts."
Nori set the rack back up. Elliot bent over to pick up some books.
"It's the R.L. Stein rack," Elliot said. "Look how old they are."
"I've read all of them," said Andres from the ceiling.
Nori looked meaningfully at Elliot.
"These books are old. The spines are all cracked. And you know why? Because they've been read by kids going back years and years. It's great to get new books, but these books are loved."
Elliot picked up a couple, looking at them.
"Yeah,
Totally, he said. But the new books at Sage will be just as loved over time. And did you know the kids there are allowed to take out up to 40 books on a student ID card? Here, we can only take out 2. Nori sighed. Elliot was Sage-obsessed.
Look at this, Pepper cried, picking up a book by her feet. It was called The Ghost Next Door. It's a ghost! This book will count, right?
Definitely, cried Andres. The rattling led us right to it.
He flew toward the door but stopped and looked at the pipes.
Thank you, ghosts, for rattling us in the right direction.